Hey guys, Michael Tazzoni here. Welcome to Crypto Life 365, day 42. Hit a bit of a snag. Unfortunately, I got kind of a medical issue. It's nothing serious, but it kind of put me out for the whole day. So I was planning on leaving for Cryptolina tomorrow, but on the other hand, I thought that Cryptolina was going to be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so I was going to leave tomorrow in order to be able to get there on time for Thursday. Turns out it's only Friday and Saturday, so I do actually have an extra day to recover from this. It's just an issue I have once in a while, but it kind of knocks me out, but nothing like bad or serious or, you know, it's an inconvenience at most. Anyway, that out of the way, that's my cat in the background. He wants attention, I guess. Let's see. Well, today the big news, I guess, is the price drop again. It's down to about 6,500 at this point. About what it was, I believe, in November of last year. But why is it coming down? Honestly, I don't really know. If you ask around, nobody else will know either. Probably it's because some people are taking their profits. Probably because some people are still seeing the market as a bear market. There might be some manipulation going on too. There's a couple of big entities who want to get into Bitcoin, and sometimes with the market that's, even though Bitcoin is a multi-billion dollar market, it's still in a stage where you can actually manipulate the price a little bit by dumping or buying up a lot of it using other currencies like fiat, dollars, euros. So we do know that there are some major organizations that are on the sidelines waiting to get in. Some of them are waiting because they're waiting for a better price. A lot of them are actually waiting because they're waiting for regulatory approval or approval from the corporate higher-ups. And they may just be trying to get a lower price to get in that. So in that case, what they would do is they would buy up a little bit over a short period of, I mean, over a long period of time to kind of spread out the price, the buying, and then dump all of that at the same time on the market in the short term in order to kind of drop the price a little bit and start a bull run. And the market has a lot of bots playing on it too. Bots are automated trading programs that people write, write up their own algorithms, and the bots basically buy and sell in order to try to make money on the volatility of the market. So they try to predict when the price swings down, they buy. When a price swings up, they sell. And there's these tiny little price swings happening constantly. So that's what bots do. They just sit there, try to make money on the volatility, but they don't actually buy on long term or really create any value. They just kind of try to extract value by betting against other bots and against people. But in this case, what happens is when you make a dump like that, it also makes a signal to the bots that there's a sell going on. So even though you sell only, dump only a small amount of Bitcoin, the bots can follow you and create a larger crash in the market than you than what you caused. So you basically start an avalanche of sorts. And then once things settle down, you then move in and use your much, much, much bigger collection of cash to buy up at the lower price, and you'll end up holding Bitcoin, a lot more of it, from at a cheaper price than you would have if you would have just bought from the beginning. Cat,
Jesus.
So desperate for attention. So yeah, that's how pump and dumps work, or at least market manipulation. Using small amounts to set off an avalanche or a bull run, and then, well, generally you want to, well, when you sell, you sell off a bull run, but when you buy, you sell a little bit of it off, and then precipitate a crash, and then you can move in with large amounts of money. But generally for something like Bitcoin, you need a massive, massive amount of funds to be able to do that. Most of that pump and dump, as it's called, you'll see on smaller currencies, not on Bitcoin-sized currencies. As for the price itself, or at least the future sentiment, as I said, there are large institutions that are sitting in the sidelines that are waiting to buy in. So it's the price sucks, especially if you bought at a peak. Like, if you bought at 19,000 or whatever, yeah, that would really, really suck for you. And sorry about that, cause, like, you lost more than half your money. But Bitcoin's not out, so you can claim your losses by cashing out now, or you can sit and keep waiting, because it's not going anywhere, and it's definitely has quite a lot of potential still in the sidelines. I mean, besides the big actors moving in, there's still the development of Lightning Network that's going to make Bitcoin a lot more usable for day-to-day purchases. There's still some new stuff coming out with regards to making it more anonymous and private to use. There's still a lot more things coming out with something called sidechains, which will be able to split not the Bitcoin itself, but the tech that it runs on, to allow a lot more innovation to happen. And all of that is supposed to come out later. Well, some things are already in beta, and they're coming out later this year too. So yeah, it's not a loss, just a temporary thing. And I've been through this kind of slump a few times already. The worst case is it could take a year for things to recover, which might be an issue. And, I mean, might happen this time, might not. I don't know. We'll see what the summer brings. Best case is this is a temporary thing that's going to pop back up sometime this summer. But again, it's, nobody really knows. Even people who manipulate the market by dumping, all they're doing is creating a short-term kind of a change in price, not long-term. Because in the market, if you try to manipulate it over long-term, somebody else will figure out what you're doing and will end up betting or playing against you and taking advantage of you and taking all your money. Anyway, that's it. So, my presentation is going to be on Saturday in Cryptolina. The topic is going to be, I'll be basically talking about all the investments that are going on in Bitcoin, like the blockchains and ICOs and all that kind of stuff, and how to understand them, and how to understand why everybody's trying to take your money, and how to avoid people from taking your money. But that's going to be Saturday. Friday, there's still quite a lot of really good discussions and presentations happening, and Thursday, I'll be spending my time driving down there, because it's a 9-hour drive to get down to Raleigh from where I'm at. In the meantime, there's a lot more real estate stuff to catch up on as well. We may found another real estate property to buy, so we're putting a bid on it right now, so that's what I'll be working on today. So anyway, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.